Wagner, His Life and Music, written and read by Stephen Johnson. Preface. Even today, in a culture where classical music often appears to be desperately marginalised, the name Richard Wagner possesses a powerful resonance. Ride of the Valkyries, originally the opening of Act 3 of the opera Die Walküre, remains one of the few pieces of orchestral music that most British people seem able to recognise. How much this has to do with Stanley Kubrick's famous use of it in his film Apocalypse Now is not easy to say. But when English National Opera performed the complete third act of Die Walküre at the Glastonbury Pop Festival, it created an interest that surprised even some of its promoters. More than that, the adjective Wagnerian carries an associative charge for people who would never think of setting foot in an opera house or buying a classical CD. I recently saw a school production of Oscar Wilde's The Importance of Being Earnest, in which a mostly teenage audience roared with appreciative laughter at Algernon's line on hearing the doorbell sound in Act 1. Ah, that must be Aunt Augusta. Only relatives or creditors ever ring in that Wagnerian manner. Clearly, the word still means something.